My name is Bob Ruff. For the last 10 years, I've worked in the true crime space as a podcaster, documentarian, and producer. Many of you know me from my work on the Truth and Justice podcast or the Oxygen original docuseries, The Forgotten West Memphis 3. But 2 years ago, I embarked on a new endeavor. I took a job teaching broadcast journalism at Brandywine High School in Niles, Michigan. After a full school year spent teaching teenagers how to create audio and video content, I realized that these young adults are capable of so much more than people give them credit for, and I wanted to give them the chance to prove their worth to the world. In August of 2024, our investigative journalism class began, the first of its kind. On day one, I shared our mission with the students. A simple mission: make a difference in the world. 30 students broke up into five groups, and their first job was to find a mystery that exists outside of our school walls, outside of their bubble. A mystery that they can spend the school year investigating and unraveling. And they got to work immediately.
A killer on the loose and a family left without answers. Jeanette Robertson's murder in Reed City has gone unsolved for more than a quarter century. We looked into the case with state police and spoke to Jeanette's family about the lack of...
continues to baffle investigators.
Petrinkowski was a substitute school teacher who disappeared without a trace. But even after nearly three decades now, her family and investigators have never stopped looking or hoping. And tonight,
Janice Sanders disappeared from Niles in 1975, never to be seen again. And now investigators are digging into her disappearance and any possible connection to a South Bend woman last seen 2 years earlier in 1971.
Year anniversary of the disappearance of 12-year-old Stephen Kraft of Benton Township. He disappeared from his neighborhood back in 2001. Police had no idea back then what happened to him. Today, not much has changed.
This week marks 10 years since the disappearance of three brothers from our area, Tanner, Alexander, and Andrew Skelton. Police believe their father, John, did something terrible to them back in 2000.
Five groups, five cold cases. For the last 6 months, these students have been putting in the work. They did all the research. They filed all the FOIA requests. They made connections with witnesses and experts and interviewed them. They wrote the scripts, recorded the episodes, did all of the editing. The music and artwork was created by students. They even hit the streets and secured advertisers to help fund their own work. From beginning to end, this journey that you're about to embark on has been entirely led and created by students. Teenagers. By that generation that so many have written off as useless and self-absorbed. As their teacher, I am so incredibly proud of this group of young adults and the work that they're doing. And we are just days away from sharing that work with the world.
They think we're lazy.
They think we're weak-willed.
They think we're entitled.
They think we're selfish.
They think we don't care about anybody but ourselves.
We are compassionate.
We are resourceful.
We are capable.
We want to make a difference in the world.
We are underestimated.
Welcome to the Underestimated Podcast, a title aptly chosen by the students. The podcast will premiere on Wednesday, March 12th. As the season progresses, the students will be publishing three episodes per group as part one of their series. The first three episodes will be covering the tragic disappearance of three brothers from Southern Michigan. So make sure that you subscribe to the show so you don't miss anything. The journey begins on March 12th.